But I'm going to do a song for you now that we did in choir. It's written by Reginald de Koven, at least the music is, and he was an American composer who was known mainly for, I think, the operetta Robin Hood and Oh Promise Me and all some other sentimental slop like that. But he wrote a setting of Rudyard Kipling's poem for the Diamond Jubilee of Queen Victoria, 1897. I want to read you that poem, and then I'm going to play for you the recessional by Reginald de Koven. God of our fathers, known of old, Lord of our far-flung battle line, beneath whose awful hand we hold dominion over palm and pine. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. The tumult and the shouting dies, the captains and the kings depart. Still stands thine ancient sacrifice, an humble and the contrite heart. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. Far called our navies melt away, on dune and headland sinks the fire. Lo, all our pomp of yesterday is one with Nineveh and Tyre. Judge of the nations, spare us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. If, drunk with sight of power, our tongues we loose, that have not thee in all, such boasting as the Gentiles use, or lesser breeds without the law. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. For heathen hearts that puts her trust in reeking tube and iron shard, all valiant dust that builds on dust and guarding calls not thee to guard, for frantic boast and foolish word, thy mercy on thy people, Lord. Amen. That's very appropriate for us here in America. Take it to heart.